Radio B.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Desley Simpson.
Good morning, good morning. I'm still buzzing after an amazing Olympic Games, all those gold medals.
I know, it's pretty special. Yeah.
It's so fantastic. You know, we're at the bottom of the globe, but we've certainly punched well above our weight.
Yeah.
As far as being the best in the world for sport.
It certainly is such a spectacle. It is a real treat. You know, you kind of have to wait 4 years now, don't you, until you get viewing that good in such a powerful...
Oh, we've got the Paralympics, Johnny, coming
up. True, actually, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. This is the best of the best in the Paralympics. So I think that's really important to back just as much as we have for our other athletes. But it's been a middle-of-the-night watch for me, and I've loved every minute.
Yes, you're certainly correct, Desley. Now, okay, the first topic on the agenda this morning is the State of the City report has been released, which looks at Auckland in comparison to a bunch of other global cities. Just general issues that pop up, you know, housing affordability, social disparities, and our focus as a city to decarbonise. Thoughts on the report, Desley?
Well, I think the report is good in so much it really clearly articulates where we sit with comparable cities. And I think that's important, right? You know, so often we sort of try, there are studies that compare us with cities that aren't the same as us at all. But this is really much a report around our peers in terms of size, natural setting, distance from major global centres, and with similar challenges. So we're talking places, of course, like Vancouver, Dublin, Helsinki. I was in Helsinki in January this year, courtesy of the right power, I might add. And, of course, across the ditch with the likes of Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. But, I mean, the good thing is we've got the report. This is the second report. We had one last year. So the good thing is we've got the reports, but there are some not-so-good things in there. So
yes.
Basically, there are 9 cities in 10 categories, and we've got worse in 4, we've kept 3 the same, and we've done better in 3. So if I talk you through that, I'll talk about things that are potentially not so positive.
Our housing affordability, that's top of the list, isn't it? We rank second to last. Are there any specific measures or action being taken by the Auckland Council to address this issue?
Well, I think, can I get to actions kind of at the end? Because, I mean, it is about a whole range of things. But you're quite right. Housing and affordability were fifth amongst 6 tier cities when people rated their economic prospects. We weren't doing too well with regards to competing for investment and not always winning. And that's investment in business infrastructure. And even, you know, when I look across the ditch, you know, like Taylor Swift was in Australia, didn't get to New Zealand. And less distinctive identity. And that's interesting because we are, of course, hugely multicultural. And I think that there's some really issues around that. Perceptions of safety continues to be an issue. You might have seen in the Herald this morning, you know, retail crime has gone up 17% in 5 months. And, of course, we've got some issues around the transport. But I think the next thing to say is, though, you can't be negative about everything, because there were some things that we saw in this report that we're really proud of for our city. We were still seen to be a reliable place to do business. We were up 20 places in terms of the likes of big global corporates that have a presence here. We're seen to be well-governed, I mean, in a democratic way. Our population is growing and super diverse. Our visitor economy is recovering. But Auckland, the fourth most visited airport amongst 10 tier cities, which is great. And then, of course, the big one that we are so well known for is our green spaces, number one amongst our peers.
Yes.
So that's good. So I think the big key is, you asked, what are we going to do about it?
Yes, starting with housing affordability. This is a hard one because I think we need some central government action on this. But it is, okay, there's two things here, Desley, that really stuck out on the report for me. Auckland's housing affordability and also public transport. We are ranked poorly for public transport, both infrastructure and accessibility. Where do we start with these two things?
Yeah, well, in both of those things, we need joined up central government and local government direction to actually progress both. You know, I spoke last night at a function on housing affordability, and actually, as a council, we are an enabler, but we're not a builder of houses, right? So we do need to be joined up, and I think this report highlights the fact, and certainly in the transport and affordability, housing affordability, you know, it needs a joined up approach between the political, business, education and tourism, you know, all those things need to be joined up in a positive way, in a proactive way, in a pro-Auckland way. And what can get in the way here is actually there can be tensions around that agenda. And, you know, putting a positive lens on this, I think we need to agree on that which we agree on. And if the benchmarks are there, that's a really good starting point. So, you know, if I was in charge, I would be sitting down with central government and saying, well, look, here we go. We've got a benchmark here. What are you able to do? What are we able to do? And how can we deliver on change around housing affordability and transport in the next 12 months? Because a third report, this is the second, we had one last year, will come out next year right prior to the election. And I think that, you know, we will want, well, I would think the mayor will want, you know, real progress in that space. And the other challenge around that, Johnny, is political timings. You know, there's only 3 years to do things. And if there is tension, the wheels can take a long time to turn. So, you know, for me, that's what I would do. Put everyone in the room, say, here's the benchmark, here's reporting.
Yes.
It's not good, housing affordability, it's not good, transport. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to fix it? Together.
Desley, just on the housing affordability and, you know, a lack of rental properties around Tāmaki, there are thousands of empty investment properties scattered across the city. Are there any plans to, like, jack up rates on those houses to make it, to incentivise people putting tenants in them if they're just sitting there empty?
See, we haven't got the legislation to do that. You know, we just haven't. I mean, you know, our rates are fairly treated across the region with regards to, you know, land and then housing. You can't play with that formula. We don't have the ability to play with that formula within the rating authority.
I think that, you know, didn't Toronto do it in Canada?
I'm not saying it can't be done.
Yes.
I'm saying we haven't got the tools for it to be done.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe that's a definite conversation that we can have with central government around, you know, one of the levers that can be pulled around housing affordability. Mm. But you know, there are a number of things that we can do in that space. And as I said, it just needs to be a conversation around, well, what are some of the options? Because you've got to get agreement from both sides, you know? And I think, you know, a lot of delivering solutions that this report highlights that need solutions are things that need, as I said, positive, proactive, pro-Auckland, joined-up deliverables. And I think we can do it.
Yes.
We've just got to have the right people in the room.
Hey, Desley, just one last question on the State of the City report, which came out yesterday. The report mentions concerns about Auckland's performance in tech innovation and the knowledge economy, which seems to be the way future and the forward. The way forward in the future. Getting myself around the wrong way there. Are there any new partnerships or investments planned to boost these sectors in Auckland?
Look, I think this is really where, I mean, I went to the University of Auckland, who's doing some fantastic work. I went and saw their buildings around and their work around tech. It's about taking that technology from the, I mean, we've got some magnificent leaders, haven't we? You know, Peter Beck, fantastic New Zealand Kiwis that have done so well in tech. The key is to get them to reinvest back here and to use those solutions. We've had the Smart Cities Conference in Auckland. Again, we've got a government ministry in this field. It is the way of the future. It is the way of harnessing the, you know, bright, intelligent, pro-tech people and using those ideas and keeping them here, not sending them offshore to deliver on their vision and their dreams. You know, high-tech economies in the farming industry and the transport industry, you know, when our traffic lights in our buses talk to each other, you know, that's using tech to, you know, make congestion less and move our public transport faster. There are so many options.
Yes.
And I just think, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a tech leadership forum for Auckland where we talk about ways of you know, pushing technology and evolving that, you know, technology and how the city operates and works in a better way. I think it's absolutely key. It is the way of the future. And if we keep doing things as we've always done, you know, what's the definition of sanity? Keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. It is the way of the future. AI, you know, there's so many options in that space. And as I said, put together a forum, come up with some solutions for Auckland. I've been promoting a digital twin for Auckland, which is, you know, recreating Auckland in a digital way to show what would happen if you pulled one lever over here, what would that do to the, you know, to Auckland over there. That's been one thing that I've been strongly supportive of. So yeah, I think it's the way of the future, and it'd be stupid not to embrace it.
Now, Desley, on to the Regional Historic Heritage Grants Program, which is open now. What type of projects are most commonly funded by the Regional Historic Heritage Grant Program?
Well, we've gone from tech in the future to the heritage.
The olden days, Desley.
I mean, yeah, back in the day. I mean, historic places such as archaeological sites and heritage buildings are a unique part of our great city, right? And so this grant program offers a great way for communities to restore and preserve and enhance heritage sites that they love. Examples of that is that we had Auckland's longest continuous row of early 20th century shops still in Upper Queen Street, and they had their awnings revamped with the help of a regional historic heritage grant, and that way they are there forever as a reminder of how those, you know, those awnings used to be, even though they've got upgraded buildings sort of behind them. Because, of course, they were designed by the same guy who designed the Ferry Building. So I think the guy was called Alexander Wiseman. And it's just a permanent reminder of some of our history. And it's important, you know, really important. But this is not just for colonial history. It's for iwi, Māori groups and community groups and trusts. So there's up to $50,000 available. And if you want to know a little bit more about it, you can have a listen to an online workshop on the 20th of August from 12:15 to 1:15, so hopefully in your lunch break. Or you could email grant@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz for the calendar invite and to learn a bit more about it.
How does the council assess the significance of heritage sites and grant applications?
That goes through a process that our staff put together. And, you know, everything's up for grabs, so it's just about how best your application fits within everybody else's application. And it's open now until the 7th of October, so it's open for a long time now. And, let's hope that, you know, people put their applications in and so we can celebrate the past.
Desley, we've had a question come through on the text machine about our rates bill arrived for this quarter and it's gone up $250. That's over $1,000 for the year. 25% increase. How is that even possible? Their rates are now over $4,000 a year. Where is this money going and how does it compare to other centres, Desley?
Well, I mean, rates are hard for us all. And I think what we were very conscious of in this round of the LTP were to keep rates as low as possible, even though we have a big work program to deliver on to take this city forward. And let's just remember that where we ended up at 6.8% was the lowest increase by any metropolitan council. So we've done as good as we could to keep rates low, but we do acknowledge that this is a really tough time for a lot of Aucklanders. It is a sort of lower than what was originally proposed, which was the middle, you know, 7.5%, and it's less than some of our other big cities, like the likes of, I think, you know, Wellington or Hamilton. But it is, I acknowledge it is still a challenge. And the other thing is you've got to remember that we've done our part to try and get more income from our two big income-producing parts of council, i.e. the ports and our airport shares, and we have set increased savings targets for ourselves. The reality is, if you're going to have a growing city and you're going to have to keep investment in that city to do all the things that we need, whether that be above or below the ground,
light rail,
social infrastructure, all that kind of stuff, you need to bring money in the door as well.
All right. Hey, Desley, we're just about to run out of time. I'm assuming that you've got out and enjoyed the NZIFF.
The film festival?
Yes. We'll give it a plug.
Not yet. But I will, definitely. I mean, if you want to challenge your mind or exit from your everyday life, there are some, everything from dramas to documentaries. I think there's 86 feature films, so that'll be fantastic. And what's really cool, there will be a section on New Zealand film, celebrating Aotearoa's film focus from the 15th to the 18th of August at Auckland's ASB Waterfront Theatre. So that's a really good way of not just seeing, you know, films from around the globe, other international countries, but actually be able to celebrate
some
a bit
local
of art
content
as well.
All right, hey Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. I think the next time we're going to catch up is in September, so we'll look forward to that, mate.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Kakite. Have a super day.
You too. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.